Humdinger, you know, where did that come from?
I don't have a clue. Who knows?
Just who knows?
Well, it came from my grandpa.
Well, no.
Pretty sure everybody uses the word humdinger.
I'm
going to
guess that's not right, but I mean, just kind of what the etymology of that is. Anyway, so James Giroux of Springtown, Texas, that'd be there northwest of the Metroplex, I believe, surprised a burglar inside his home around midnight on Tuesday, but kept a level head, and ran after the crook with a pistol in his hand. Now, the burglar managed to reach his truck, but James and his stepson successfully prevented him from leaving the scene by stealing his keys and then blocking his exit with their car. Now, is this like the slowest getaway in the world that the stepson had time to get to his car, start it up, and block it before burglar boy could make it out? Anyway, eventually, but seeing the predicament that he was in, the burglar did exactly what you would expect him to do. He dialed 911 to ask for assistance.
Like you would if you're a burglar?
Of
sure.
Course, yeah. I'm trapped in this driveway, and they won't let me out. Deputies arrived. They rescued him, and then they took him to jail. But, I mean, I'm glad he knows that that's what 911 is there
for. Sure.
Yeah. Somebody get me out of here! These people are crazy. They got guns and stuff.
We got a lot of info.
Mason, now, if you're the burglar, should you maybe use the non-emergency number?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm going to look around and see if I can find that 911 call. That might be fun to hear. I've got myself in a pickle here.
It's going to be a good
I guess that would be a humdinger now,
wouldn't it? Oh, sure. There you are. Have a great time
today. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, C&J Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos Valley, call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A, our work sells itself.
Hey, it's 616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. And it's Pearl Harbor Day, obviously, and we'll talk about that in more detail later. But aside from that, let's go do some birthdays.
Birthdays. Nicholas Holt from the X-Men, X-Men Return, X-Men This, Clash of the Titans. He's 23 today. Aaron Carter from Dancing with the Stars. 25.
Well, he must have done something first to be able to get on to Dancing
with
the
Stars. He's Nick Carter's little brother. Nick Carter was one of the Backstreet Boys.
Ah, there you go.
Jack Hughes.
Wait a minute. Cat playing in the cultural, you know, the popular
the cultural arena. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Very
Those
good.
Those were my two punches for the day.
They were
okay.
Boy bands.
Yeah, all right.
Jack Houston is 30 from Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, huh.
Jennifer Carpenter, Dexter's sister in Dexter's, 33. Sarah Bareilles, who had Love Song, which was a song you couldn't escape a couple years ago, is 33. Terrell Owens is 39 today.
Really?
Jeffrey Wright, Angels in America, the Manchurian Candidate, played in all those, is 47. Larry Bird, 56 years old today.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Waits is 63.
Mm-hmm. Always know Tom Waits. When he sings, you know it's Tom Waits.
Right off the bat.
No doubt.
Johnny Bench is 65.
Oh.
Ellen Burstyn is 80.
Wow.
And one of my all-time favorites, the ugly in The Good, the Bad, and the, is 97 years old, Eli Wallach.
Wow, 97.
97, and he still looks the same.
Yeah,
he's still ugly.
Well, he has. He's kind of looked the same for about the last 40 years. Yeah,
pretty
all
much.
Right, yeah, Saturday. Oh, Hanukkah begins, by the way, on Saturday at sunset, just so you know.
All right. You got me again. Hang on.
Terry Hatcher from Desperate Housewives, be 48. Kim Basinger, who was married to Alec Baldwin for a while, right?
Yes, that is correct.
That ended poorly. Nicki Minaj, golly, 28 years old. Who knew?
Who cares?
They're basically right. Greg Almond, he's still alive.
Huh? I don't, is he?
I don't know. It says here. Six.
Yes, there are still Almond brothers alive. There's okay. only one okay. from.
Yeah, whatever.
I was going to say Freebird, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay, there we go. Thank you. Sinead O'Connor is 46, and Ann Coulter is 51.
I got Sunday.
Okay.
Simon Helsberg is 32 from The Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. Felicity Huffman is 50.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Cool, I just wanted to say that.
Oh, okay.
He's a singer.
Oh, sure he is.
Kurt Angle from the WWE is 43.
Oh, now, man.
Not that you would care, but he's also truly an Olympic gold medalist.
All right.
Jacob Dylan, Bob's son, is 43. Donny Osmond is 55 years old.
Wow.
John Malkovich, or Malkovich, depending on who you talk to, is 59. Michael Dorn is 60, Lieutenant Commander Worf.
Sure.
A guy I actually got to meet, and the coolest guy ever. Dick Butkus.
Ever?
Ever.
Okay.
Dick Butkus is 70 years old.
Oh, my. Wow. He was the middle linebacker.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Dame Judi Dench, 78.
Oh, sure.
Dick Van Patten, 84. Kirk Douglas, 96. And Beau Bridges is 71 today.
Kirk Douglas?
Kirk Douglas, really? 96
wow.
years old.
Now, Jeff Bridges was earlier this week, wasn't it?
I believe that is correct,
wow.
yes.
Wow, okay. So well, it's easy for them to get all their birthdays right then, I suppose.
Yeah, it's not like they have to worry about the expense of them all being so close together.
Yeah, that's, yeah, really, yeah.